Live from Patriot Studios, this is Soldiers of Patriotism with your hosts, Uncle Bing and Michael B.
Sunday afternoon to you all, princes and princesses of patriotism. This is your host, Michael B., along with my brother, Uncle Bing, from Texas and Tennessee Patriot Studio Command Centers. It is Sunday the 20th, and this is Soldiers of Patriotism, and we're so glad you could join us today. We've got a great show lined up. Coming up at the top of the next hour, we've got Virginia Prodan on. That's right, our old friend Virginia Prodan. She's going to talk to us a little bit about the gun issue that's been going on. Who better to talk to us about it than someone who's lived in a communist, under a communist regime in the way of Nicolae Ceaușescu? So she's going to talk to us a little bit as we go down that road. Today was the day that Vice President Joe Biden and President Obama swore in for their second term. Folks, I've been giving this some thought today. You know, we're all a little concerned. We're all a little bit worried about the next 4 years, and rightfully so. And I think Brother Bing would agree with me. But I got to thinking about that this morning. And, you know, I'm a firm believer, as all of you are, that God has a plan for us. He's always got a plan for us. We don't know what that plan is. We don't know what his reason is. I would speculate that perhaps it's to teach us a lesson. You know, because I do seem to recall that Jesus taught us that you give a man a fish and he eats for a day. You teach him to fish and he eats for a lifetime. So I have to believe that in those words, he would align more along the lines with the way we believe, self-reliance. So I don't know, I'm speculating, but Bing, maybe you can interject. I'm thinking maybe his plan might be to just let us get a good dose of this, and then in 4 more years, we'll have gotten it out of our system. People will see this socialist for what he is. They will see the left for the afterbirth of a botched abortion that produced Lenin. They'll see him for that, and you know, we'll move forward and correct all of the harm that has been done and will be done. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Uncle Bing?
Well, I kind of think that God has a one heck of a sense of humor, you know. So, I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. I think that he's looking at this as you know, a training session, you know, and he's saying, "What are you going to do about it?" Because it doesn't end with just this little teapot dictator here. Okay, it keeps going on and on, and it has been for a long time. You know, so I think, yeah, there definitely is a plan. I believe in that. It's just I think that there is a practice that has to be done. There is a drill. There is some kind of sense of, okay, maybe you're right. You know, maybe this is a way of saying, look, you know, you guys, you know, the, you slept too long. Time to wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Brother Bing, it is 5 minutes after the top of the hour, and this is Soldiers of Patriotism. The phone number is 718-305-7176. Again, that's 718-305-7176. I am Michael B., along with my brother and my partner, Uncle Bing. Real quickly, let's just do a little bit of business, Brother Bing. Check us out at traditionalamericanmovement.com as well as conservativenation.org. Two great things that go together like peanut butter and chocolate. We're setting the standard for conservatism because here at Traditional American Movement and conservativenationradio.org, we do conservatism right. We've got a great show lined up today, brother. We actually start a new segment today that I want everybody to take note of. Today will be launched by our brother Kurt Blackwood out of Paris, Tennessee. We're going to call the segment Step Right Up. Bing, I'm going to why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it, brother?
Well, yeah, basically what we want to do is empower people to be able to email us or get a hold of us, call us, whatever, and say, you know, Michael, Bing, whatever, you know, I got something I got on my chest. I need to get off. You know, I need to let it loose. And we give them a few minutes on the air, and they sit there and let it go, let it fly, let it rip. And I think it's a great idea, man. And I think, it, you know, we get maybe rotate people out every week and, you know, present a conservative idea, present, you know, what might be really bugging you. It might be a local issue. It might be a state issue. It might be a national issue. It just might be something that's in your craw that you just got to get out. So I think it's very good thing that we're doing there.
Well, that's
And I want to say, too, Michael, that CNR and Tri-Am kind of go together like a Reese's cup, except we don't have the wrapper.
There you go. That's right. We don't have the mask on. You get what you get here. And you know that kind of goes with the Step It Up segment that we're going to start. You know, the Step It Up segment is a rant. You know that we're going to give 15 minutes every week to a listener. You know, we just need you to email us ahead of time so we can get you on the calendar. But, you know, Bing and I have always felt that this show is the traditional American movement show. It is the show that is y'all's show. And we strive to give you the best show that we can. We've talked about it, and we want it to be. We try to make it as interactive as we can, and we're very proud of our roundtable. Seems like we never have enough time, but you know, Bing and I were talking, and I, you know, it's like, you know, what a better way to really get our friends involved and to be a part, more of a part of this show, which is their show. And the rant can, like you said, Bing, it can be anything. It doesn't need our approval. It in no way, shape, or form, because it is. It's the Step It Up rant, and it's the views, and it's the rant that person is giving. It's what they want to say. So, you know, and other than language, it's something that a service we want to provide to our friends, our listeners, our supporters, to be able to just have 15 minutes to give a rant, take some phone calls, whatever the case might be.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Michael, and you know, our show really has never really been about the big guy. It's been about the little guy that empowers other people. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, we love to put the what I call the little guy. I just mean that as a term of endearment. You know, I'm not saying that to demean anything, but I mean, you know, we all are small people in the scheme of things. You know, the overall scheme of things, but. Yeah, we like the people, the grassroots people, the people that are on the ground, the people that are getting their feet wet, the people that are getting their hands dirty. These are the people that we would really like to exemplify, glorify, and get out there and let their message be told, you know. And so that's why, you know, we got, you know, the means to do it. So why not?
It makes sense not only for our show, but for Conservative Nation Radio and Trad-Am in general, because – That's exactly what we're about being. It's what we've always been. That's how we Trad Am and Conservative Nation Radio were born. They are the child of grassroots.
Yep, correct.
So it really it really goes hand in hand with the direction that we're going. Hey, it's 10 minutes after the top of the hour. The phone number is 718-305-7176. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org and traditionalamericanmovement.com. I would urge you, if you're not a member of TradAm, traditionalamericanmovement.com, to sign up. That's where the post-show chat always happens. Bing, let's just run down our calendar real quick. Today we've got Virginia Prodan. Next
yep.
Sunday, we have got Harmon Caslow again.
Harmon Caslow.
Yep. Tell us about that.
Well, they actually contacted me and said, because we had him on before, as you remember, and a great guest. And when he first when they first came out with the Atlas Shrugged Part 2, and he was a great guest and, you know, very informative, that kind of thing. And so his assistant emailed me and said, you know, can we get him on again? And, you know, asked me nicely. And I said, well, sure, you know. So, yeah, we're going to have Harmon Caslow on. And what that is, as you know, is he's co-producer of Atlas Shrugged movies, part one and part two, and he's going to be doing part three. We're going to ask him about part three. And they're also going to this is going to be their release, pre-release of their DVD and Blu-ray series. So
it's
very exciting.
By the way,
February.
By the way, I think people want to tune into that because I think Harmon's got a few DVDs.
Yep. Yeah. From what I hear, he's going to do a little giveaway. So, yeah. I'd like to ask him about the third final installment on the series, too. I'm curious on it, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm curious also how the movie went for them and so on, and a couple other things, a couple surprises.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and then the following Sunday, February 3rd, we have got America's Party President Tom Hoefling scheduled. He'll be on to tell us about America's Party, and you can check them out. Great organization, from what I've read. So we're gonna hear from Tom Hoefling on Sunday, February the 3rd, and then February the 10th, being a show that I'm really excited about. Does everybody know who Nick Searcy is? He played on Justified. He's been on all kinds of shows. He's a Peabody Award winner. He's a conservative actor in Hollywood, believe it or not. And he, go to nicksearcy.com, go to his acting school tab, start at the bottom there. Start with the intro and then work your way up episode one. There's three or four episodes now. Hilarious stuff. You really.
Oh, the guy's a hoot, man.
Oh, man, talk about teaching you not to take yourself too seriously. So we've got Acting School with Nick Searcy on February 10th, and then I've not got it booked yet, but I just got confirmation. The following Sunday, February 17th, our buddy from the Boston Tea Party of Four-Tier Strategies, my sensei, the man who has mentored me over the last year and a half, 2 years, John LaRosa is going to come on and talk to us about CPAC 13.
Woody who, man.
So we are booked through the 17th of February. I'm really excited about this. But anyway, we are at 13 minutes after the top of the hour, Uncle Bing. We got to take care of a little bit of business here, starting with what are we going to start with here? We're going to start with a little PSA real quick.
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys,
Did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When a call for a medic went out, Alan left the covered position to run to render aid. That was when he was hit.
The bullet struck him on the right side between his body armor.
Say a prayer for peace.
Alan was one of the first wounded warriors to come out of Iraq in 2003. I'm Trace Atkins, and I want to tell you about Wounded Warrior Project and how they helped this brave young man and his family.
There was life in his eyes, but everything else was non-responsive.
The doctors anticipated that Alan would be bedridden and need to be spoon-fed for the rest of his life.
The job of helping wounded warriors rebuild their lives is massive and growing every day. Your gift of just $19 a month will help wounded warriors like Alan, who refuse to give up.
I'm in the fields of Vietnam, the mountains of Afghanistan.
Earned the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star for his actions on the battlefield. He is a true American hero. But Alan became my hero for the battle he fought day after day after day to get his life back.
Your call today and a gift of $19 a month can help provide our wounded warriors with desperately needed programs and services through Wounded Warrior Project.
I would encourage you to donate to the Wounded Warrior Project.
It's going to take a lot of us for a long time to help these young men and women.
Call or go online with a pledge of $19 a month and you'll receive this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
Wounded Warrior Project, all I can really say is thank you. Thank you for being there and giving me something to achieve.
Say a prayer for peace.
All right, and it is 17 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with your host, Michael B., at the Texas Patriot Studios Command Center, along with my partner, Uncle Bing Fisher, out of the Tennessee Patriot Studios Command Center. The phone number is 718-305-7176. Again, that's 718-305-7176. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org, that's .org, as well as traditionalamericanmovement.com. We've got a lot happening, Uncle Bing, on our websites. I'll talk about Conservative Nation Radio here for a few minutes, and then perhaps you could tell us about what's all going on over at Tradam. If you check out conservativenationradio.org, our general manager, Teresa Brusky, has put in a tremendous amount of work into the various pages. We have all kinds of new affiliations. We're affiliating with a friend of ours now, Kiori Kai, who has got a great blog called The Situation Brief. We've got daily news both from KK at Situation Brief, as well as our own daily news page there at conservativenationradio.org. All of the hosts are really tweaking out their web page, their show pages. I would encourage you to check out Soldiers of Patriotism show page. We do have a calendar there with all of our shows, upcoming shows, calendar of events, special announcements, like the special announcement for the segment that we're doing today that we're going to start doing moving forward. Gives you the information there. There is so much. I'm so pleased with what's happening on conservativenationradio.org. Bing, tell us a little bit about what's going on over on the Tradam website.
Well, brother, I was up there. Let me see. I took a little nap yesterday, and I got up at about 10. I backed up all our everything over there at traditionalamericanmovement.com and backed up our databases and so on, and I updated some core files. I deleted some stuff and got, you know, added some stuff. And we are moving to a new front end, so I was able to install most of that. I'm going to install the template, which I'm loving this, man. I'm like a kid in the candy store, okay? I just can't get enough of this stuff. And I'm having fun, and, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just it takes a little bit of time to get things worked up. And I know some of you have shown some of this stuff too, and so on. But it's looking real cool, man. It is going to look real cool. And I know, you know, showing somebody a template of a, you know, bunch of fruit or food or something might seem a little weird. But I got plans, and that's all I'm going to say. All right, and I'm going to try to get this up and going as soon as possible. But yeah, it's going to be rocking. It's going to be a hot time.
Well, and I've been looking at it. We've got show pages not only on conservativenationradio.org, but we've got show pages at TradAm as well. A great chat over there. And again, you for the most part, you need to sign up. And if you'd like to be a part of the post show chat today, and you're not a member of TradAm, I would encourage you to sign up, and perhaps one of the moderators over there will be able to get you hopefully approved by the end of the show today. Because we do have a post-show chat over there at the chat room. It's a private chat room. The nice thing about that is it's troll-free. Not that we pay a lot of attention to them here right now, but just, you know, that's noteworthy because we can have good discussion over there and not get aggravated. Again, that's traditionalamericanmovement.com as well as conservativenationradio.org. And we've got... Like I say, we've got some great – we're affiliated now with a supplier for all of your conservative revolutionary needs in the way of books, T-shirts, bumper stickers. We're affiliated with LifeLock now. Just all kinds of good stuff is happening. We've just purchased the software to start beta testing our new platform so that we can hopefully move away from Blog Talk and broadcast on our own platform. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in the world of Conservative Nation Radio and Traditional American Movement. I think one of the biggest things I'm excited about that I'd like to mention everybody being is to keep your eyes peeled to Talkers.com. Talkers.com is the industry, you know, nowadays everything's a .com, but it used to be that was the industry magazine for talkers, for talk radio. That is, it's the place where people in the industry, people like us that netcast, go to stay current on industry-related news. And they have asked to have a press release on Conservative Nation Radio, which I'm not for sure, but I think might be in there tomorrow. We will be sure to post that on Traditional American Movement as well as conservativenationradio.org as that develops. But it's a great press release. I'm really pleased with it. By the way, it is 23 minutes after the top of the hour. The phone number is 718-305-7176. Bing, you read that press release. What did you think about it?
Oh, I love it. I think it's great, man. One other thing, too, that we failed to mention is that we are a featured broadcaster on Blog Talk Radio now. So I think that's
yes.
A great thing, too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you work hard to build a good product, we built this, being you and I and all of our teammates, our friends that enjoy listening to us and help us, all of us together. Everybody in the chat room, whether you're have a position within CNR or TradAm or not, if just being sponsoring the show by listening to it, spending that 2 hours with us makes you a part of our family. And it's as much them, if not more, that have helped both of our organizations to move forward and to be doing as well as they are. I mean, we've got some great shows. You've got great bloggers. I really hate to toot our horn, but somebody's got to toot it. I'm really proud of what we're doing.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of remember the old Peabody show or whatever, you know, and, you know, they had the marching band go down the street, you know, and they're all playing the instruments and so on. So, yeah, you know, everybody has a part of it. You know, there's all sorts of different parts to play in this adventure. So, and, you know, we welcome everybody's part, really, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, by the way, Bing, I wanted to tell you our buddy, Jordan Pritchard, the Marine.
Yes.
The Marine Staff Sergeant who stood guard there at Gower Elementary in your neck of the woods there in Nashville. Finally got a Twitter account, so I'd like to encourage everybody to follow him. It is at Lead by Example Now. At Lead by Example Now. Would really like for everybody to give him a follow and tweet to their followers that they need to follow Jordan. Jordan's a good guy. He stays in pretty good contact with both of us, Bing. Really blessed to have gotten to meet and know this young man. He really has taken up with us, and I'm really proud to call him a friend.
Oh, I'm definitely proud, man. And I tell you what, his Twitter handle is just it describes him. He leads by example, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, give a shout out to him, man. Get him on your Twitter list and friend him and so on. And he's a very very nice guy.
Well, hey, we're 5 minutes away from the bottom of the hour, Uncle Bing. What do you say we bring in one of our callers here? Let them help us out of the first half hour of this show.
Sure. The number here is 718-305-7176.
Brother Boyd, the Alaskan.
Morning, guys, or afternoon.
Afternoon here, Bubba.
Yeah, it is afternoon here now. Just barely.
Huh.
Just
listen to you.
Hey, come on. You know.
Hey, when you want. Hey, when you.
I'm always living in the past here, you know.
Well, when you live somewhere where you don't get sunlight that much, I mean, I would guess it would start to confuse you there a little bit.
Yeah, until the summertime, then it's always daytime.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Boyd's world? Tell us what's happening in Alaska. Where's Sarah Palin? Hadn't seen her in a coon's age, Boyd.
Hopefully she's in an igloo somewhere. Hiding out.
Oh, now, come on. Sarah's a good lady.
Well, we all have our opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so being an Alaskan, I'm not real fond of the lady. Although I will say though that she I think has found her niche in life as a cheerleader.
Well, I'll take a good cheerleader for conservatism.
No, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we definitely need we need all the help we can get, really. You know, all the good positive help we can get.
Mhm.
Well, yeah. Boyd, what do you think about this new segment we got coming up? Step Right Up. You game for that? Can we expect you to be doing a segment, a rant, in the near future?
Yes. It could be. Melissa, no. Yeah, I might be up for some of that, you know, especially if an issue hits me right, like this gun control issue.
Yeah, this is quite an issue. I think this is going to carry us topically for quite some time.
Michael, did you see the growing list, boy, too, the growing list of the sheriffs that will not support any bill handed down from the Obama administration to legislate handguns and so on, gun control, basically?
Yeah, and, you know, I was watching... Was it Greta last night or Friday night? And no, it was Judge Jeanine. But she was interviewing one of the sheriffs out of Oregon on the liberal coast who said he wasn't going to enforce it. But, you know, one of the things that the sheriff said that was quite interesting was the fact that they're not allowed to enforce a lot of the federal laws.
Right. Well, I just find it refreshing that even though that, you know, I just find it refreshing that they are coming forward and writing letters to the president saying basically we will not enforce this law. Just think that's refreshing. And I think that it the you know, power is wrestled down to the local level, and when you've got sheriffs and so on, they have the power to do that or not.
Well, Boyd, hold your thought. We're up against the hard break, and then we're going to come out of that break, and it'll be time for our first installment of Step Right Up, and then we'll pick this back up here shortly. Bing, it is 30 minutes after the top of the hour. The phone number is 718-305-7176. We do got to take a quick break. Folks, look, there are several places that you can go on the Internet to buy books, T-shirts, bumper stickers, all your conservative revolutionary needs. But the best place to go is an affiliate of ours, Patriot Depot. Go to our website, conservativenationradio.org. Click on the banner for special deals through these folks. I mean, you can get all your anti-Obama T-shirts and bumper stickers, all of your pro-gun T-shirts and bumper stickers. We were having a 50% off. We were a part of a 50% off sale yesterday. So go to conservativenationradio.org. Click on the banner and shop to your heart's content. We'll be right back.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This is Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael B. and Uncle Bing on conservativenationradio.org.
And you are listening to Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael B. and Uncle Bing. It is 33 minutes after the top of the hour. The phone number is 718-305-7176. And we're so glad you could join us this afternoon. Check us out at conservativenationradio.org as well as traditionalamericanmovement.com. Brother Bing, you know what time it is? Bing, you there? Well, Bing, we're going to go ahead and bring in Brother Kurt. Hang on 1 second. Kurt, you there?
I'm here.
All right, hang on. It is time for Step Right Up. All right, it is time to bring in our very first Step Right Up ranter, our brother from traditionalamericanmovement.com, a part of our family, a man that I'm proud to call a friend, someone who's taught us a lot. Brother Kurt Blackwood, come on in here. It's all yours, my brother.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Being traditional American, ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege to be here and take up this few minutes of your time, this first segment of Step Right Up. I have labeled this first segment in memory of my paternal grandfather, whose name was Henry. And I call this segment, Speaking as Henry, Patrick, not Kissinger. Ridicule, as most of you know, is one of the favorite tools of the Alinskyites. I propose that we need to become more proficient in that art. fighting fire with fire, as it were, or if you will, an eye for an eye. Thus begins my rant for today. Step right up, folks. Look, look. Here he is, on our stage, in the black silk cap and the black cape. It's Brock, the Magic Negro, and he is performing his amazing tricks. Genetically, he's part tarantula and part octopus. He has 36 hands. Yeah, to watch all those hands, folks, he has many. You just don't see them because you're focused on whatever it is that he wishes you to be focused at the moment. You see, that's the secret of his magic. Okay, he doesn't really have 36 hands. It just seems that way. But the hands serving them, two of them, for instance, belong to Eric Holder. Two of them belong to Valerie Jarrett. Two more to Jay Carney. Two to Howdy Messina. You know who that is, the White House deputy chief, or at least he was at one time. He looks just like Howdy Doody, okay? We have to learn to watch all the hands, folks, or at least we need to learn how to organize into groups that are designated to watch a particular hand. And I want us all to think on that concept when we have time. Now, at the present, most of us are focused on the Second Amendment issues, and that's not a bad thing. It's extremely important. All of you know that. Without the Second Amendment, the Constitution and the rest of the Bill of Rights are but a wish list. I've got that somewhere, folks. I don't know where. But credit to wherever it belongs. But that is a true statement. But back to our practiced art of ridicule. I ran across something this week that just had me rolling the floor. It was a little short video of Don Rickles. And here's what's neat about this. It was recorded on 11/11/08 on the David Letterman Show. Now, I'm not a Letterman fan, but I like this little bit. It's Rickles doing a shtick on, as he referred to him, the new guy, the president. You see, it goes like this. Somebody runs in and says, Mr. President, the Iranians are attacking. And Rickles feigns a shot and said, 3 points. See, Rickles didn't know how prophetic that would be. Think Benghazi, folks. Someone rushes in saying, Mr. President, our embassy is under attack. Be quiet, I'm dribbling. And Hillary can't testify on Benghazi because she hurt her head at a carpet muncher convention or something. We have a bunch of clowns running this country, folks. They're not funny clowns. They're like the clowns in that now famous horror movie by the same name. These clowns will kill you. They kill unborn babies. Babies while they're being born. They'll kill grandma and grandpa. And anyone else in between who gets in their way, if they think they can cover it up and avoid prosecution, and they're becoming more proficient at doing just that. We're now minus an ambassador, his aide, and two former Navy SEALs in just one small incident alone. Because people are expendable commodities in their game plan. Now, what I'm about to say will be labeled as inflammatory by the left and the mainstream media. So be it. At the same time, I would issue this word of caution. Know that I urge prudence and the employment of the best of our discerning powers when judging what words and actions to use as we move forward toward an unavoidable crossroads. Let the most extreme measures be the last to be used after we have exhausted all other efforts. There are times when we are provoked to the point of anger and a loss of emotional control, and the caveman takes over. Alinskyites do that at every opportunity. Again, see, it's the magician's hands at work. But in order to do all that is necessary, should statesmanship fail, be prepared to be as ruthless as Sir James Douglas of Scotland, who learned in the 14th century what is necessary at times to thwart the thieves of liberty. And if you don't know who he is, when you get time, Google Sir James Douglas and read and be enlightened. Consider this, that John F. Kennedy himself, a Democrat, said of a notable assembly in D.C., "I think that this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge, that has ever been gathered together at the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. He, Thomas Jefferson, being the man who said this, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Can it be denied that that frightful truth is a bedrock upon which this nation has rested since its founding and will continue to rest on that bedrock if we are to be a people of liberty and not of dictatorial oppression? If we're to maintain this liberty, it will be under the protection and guidance of our sovereign God in the person of Jesus Christ. Liberty has never been easily gained or kept. There's a price to be paid for it. Are you willing to pay the necessary price to preserve liberty for your children and your grandchildren? We will all answer that question in due time, either by action or by silence. Thank you, folks.
Awesome.
Thank
Rand.
You, Brother Kurt.
Awesome. I really appreciate that, Kurt. Being, you know, I'm reminded in that rant, I'm reminded of two things. First of all, I'm reminded of Thomas Paine. For some reason, I go back to Thomas Paine on this. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of men and women. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. And yet we have this consolation with us. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What he was talking about there was exactly as what I took Kurt to be saying was there's times when you can't be weak. You've got to stand fast. You've got to stand tall. Secondly to that, Kurt, I'm reminded you mentioned JFK. And on January 20th, 1961, when he gave his inaugural address, he ended it with, "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." The Democrat Party has seemed to have lost that notion. They've flipped it around. I'm hearing, Kurt, or is that the gist of what you're saying?
They have no clue, Michael. They are absolutely, completely sold out to the idea of Marxism, socialism, whatever kind of ism you want to put on it. They are eat up from one end to the other, from top to the bottom, from side to side here, eat up with liberalism, progressivism, communism. They are traitors to the nation of America, to the concept of a democratic republic. Remember that, republic. I said Democrat first and then republic. There is a vast difference. And most people don't understand that. That's one of the lessons that we have to reteach, starting with the little toddlers all the way to the top.
Absolutely. Hey, Brother Bing, Brother Kurt, we're up against a soft break here. Let's do that. We'll come back out of this. We'll finish up this first hour with Kurt, and we'll bring in Ron and Boyd, and we'll talk more about Kirk's rant, which I really enjoyed. So stand by, guys.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, and it is 46 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with your host, Uncle Bing and Michael B. The phone number is 718-305-7176, and you can find us at conservativenationradio.org as well as traditionalamericanmovement.com. We just got through with our first premiere launch of Step Right Up. It's a segment in which we invite you, our listeners, to contact Bing and I and let us know that you would like to do a Step Right Up segment. We give you 15 minutes. Brother Kurt Blackwood just did an excellent first rant. Kurt, where did you find your inspiration for that rant? I'm just curious.
You know, Michael, I can't just spit you out a thumbnail assessment of where that came from.
Aside from your heart, obviously.
It's just, well, yeah, it's from my heart, it's from my brain. And I think it comes from me from some other places. No, I know it comes to me from some other places. My mind, Michael, and my very being is tied deeply to my roots of West Tennessee and to the heritage of my family, my ancestors, who are mostly from Scotland and Ireland. And you all know the nature of the Scots and the Irish. I think there's some of that at work. I still remember fondly the night in Davenport, Iowa, that I was inducted as an honorary member. Maybe it was more than honorary, I don't know. I don't care at the point in time, but I was made an honorary member of the Irish Republican Army. And that was quite a celebratory night. But there are things at work inside me that are hard to explain. I can't just spit out a thumbnail explanation. But things just kind of boil up inside me sometimes. And just like it did the day on the 15th of April, 2009, when I went to my first Tea Party event on the square in Paris, Tennessee. All I'd ever done about politics prior to that was vote and gripe. But I've been sold out to the cause ever since. I've tried to quit a few times. I said, I want my life back. I want to just go grow tomatoes and catch fish and do what old men do. That lasts about 30 minutes. I can't quit. So there you are, brother.
No, that's not you, Kurt. I know you. And, you know, Michael, he tears them up there in the northern corner of Tennessee, man. I got to tell you, he tears them up in Paris.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, on that Scots-Irish thing, us Southerners know this. I don't know how much Northerners are aware of this, but the Scots-Irish blood runs very heavy in the South. I mean, the South was where a lot of the Scots and Irish folks came that immigrated to the New World or later the states. And, you know, it's like here in Texas, of the 270 counties, a good three quarters of them are either of Scott or Irish surname. It runs very, very predominant in our southern history. And, you know, having been to Scotland and Ireland both and sitting in pubs, public houses, and speaking with folks in Scotland and Ireland, I understand what you mean, you know, being a person of Scott-Irish descent myself, Kurt. It's that feistiness, the same feistiness that you see in Southerners in general. And I think it comes from that Celtic heritage that is so prevalent over there. You know, they were a warrior people. They always stood against oppression. And this is what we see with this current administration is oppression. And that just doesn't sit well with, you know, with conservatives in general, whether you're Scott-Irish or Irish or not. But I understand what you're talking about in being having that Scott-Irish blood run so thickly through me. Let's bring in Ron here. Ron, you there?
Yes.
So give us your thoughts
here.
On the rant.
Do what?
What are your thoughts on Kurt's rant?
Oh, I like Kurt. I like him whether he's ranting or not.
Thank you, Ron.
You don't have to rant to make me smile. But I feel his pain. I know what he's thinking about. I mean, I'm not as old as him. He's older than me a couple of days before, but... You know, you get tempted. You get to want to throw your hands up and just be fed up with it when you can't make any more difference than it seems like we're making at times.
Well,
but
you know,
like he says, it lasts about 30 minutes, and then you start saying, hell, I got to do something. I can't let this keep going.
Yes.
So,
that's
you know, I'm with
point.
Him. That's why we all going to have to put our shoulder to the till and start pushing. It's the only way we're ever going to get past this.
And there are those that do throw up their hands and quit, but, you know, I'm sure that I'm just like all of y'all. There's been times where I've like, why am I busting my bottom so hard? You know, what's the point? We've got just a slight majority of those that voted for this fool, that believe in public largesse, and what's the point? I mean... But the point is I've got kids. I've got a granddaughter. I can't give up, just like Kurt can't give up because of his grandchildren and you, Ron, and you, Bing. That's what keeps us – that's the drive. That's the spark that keeps us going when we're our tiredest, when we've sat up all night, when we've watched the news till our eyes are bleeding, when we're fed up, when we can't take anymore, when we don't want to hear anymore, and yet – we find the strength to continue. And that's...
Well, that's exactly right, Michael. And I mean, I don't do this for me. I do this for my family. I do this for my daughter. I do this for my daughters and my children, that I sit there and say, how we're enslaving our children, you know, with the debt. We're enslaving our children with all these executive fiats that are coming down. I don't know how they're going to cope, you know. And it, you know what? I'm doing this because I consider this my fault. It's my fault. It's my fault. It's a lot of other people's fault, too, but it's my fault because I let it happen. I just kicked back and I let it happen. And by God, I'm not going to let it happen no more.
Can I say one final thing? Then I got to go eat supper.
Yeah.
So I'm about sick of it. You know, my wife and I, we tease each other saying we're sick of things all the time, but we're about sick of this inauguration business. And, you know, one good thing that we couldn't even turn our news on this morning. This has been the first day that we hadn't watched Fox News since the time we got up in the morning, and I can't remember when, but I cannot watch it. They are bowing down and kissing this butthole's behind, and I've had it. I'm sick of it. And I'm liable not to turn my television back on for a few days until this hubbub settles down a little bit, if it ever does. So I'm finished now. Y'all go and have a good day.
Ron, thanks for joining us today.
Well, Ron, you're swearing in the this TOTUS, aren't you? You're swearing him in today, aren't you?
I ain't putting up with it no more.
No, I mean, you're swearing him in today, ain't you?
Oh, man, you think I am? Shoot, if I'd be swearing him in any place, it'd be into a cell with him with a big old number on his chest, and it wouldn't be stitched to the uniform. It'd be tattooed on his chest.
Well, Ron, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy your supper.
One of these days, I'll tell you just how I feel.
Yeah, I was going to say, next time, don't be sitting on a fence there, dude.
Well, I think Ron needs to do a step right up rant. We need to get him on the calendar.
Right. Well, he done said he wants to do one, so.
All right. We'll get him hooked up. Well, Kurt, we're getting down here to the last 5 minutes or so of this first hour. So, thank you very much for the rant. I'm hoping that we can expect some more from you. You've always got some very interesting stuff to impart upon us. Just real quickly, how do you feel like this feel like this segment's going to work out? You think this is be something, because we really want to get you all more involved and active in the show.
Well, I hope it does, Michael. I mean, of course, this is up to mainly to you, Bing, and I guess our listeners out there. I mean, they're the final judges of this. I'll just tell you this. If folks want me to shut up, all they got to do is tell me, and I'll shut up. But otherwise, I'm ready to rock and roll. I've already got two more segments hatching in my head, okay?
All right. I love it, Kurt. I love it. Well, brother, I really do appreciate you. And don't go anywhere because, you know, we still have the end of the show to do the roundtable. But I really appreciate you stepping up for this first segment today. I think it was a smashing success. I really enjoyed your rant. Like I say, it inspired me. It immediately made me think of Thomas Paine as well as that January 20th, 61 inaugural address by Kennedy. I agree with you. Our country's on the wrong track, and this is not the time for people to throw their hands up, give up, and quit. This is the time to dig in and be an unapologetic conservative, and let's take this fight to them. Like, you know, just like Hannibal did against Tiberius Longus in the Second Punic War. You know, he took the fight, or the same with George Bush, taking the fight to the terrorists. We got to take the fight to them, and we have to be polite. I mean, you know, I don't want to be misconstrued as anything other than just being polite, but making my point strongly and staying firm behind it.
Right. And you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. Call in line at 718-305-7176. And Michael, earlier, Kurt, you guys alluded to Kennedy's speech, ask not what your country can do for you. And right now we've got liberals that want to know what their country can do for them. That's how out of whack things have gotten.
It's crazy. It's craziness. You know,
yeah. There's no self pride. There's no pride in ownership, because really people don't own anything anymore. You know, our dollar is so devalued; it's not based on anything anymore. I mean, you know, I can see it to a point, but I mean, you know, it's gotten ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be long, and our dollar will be worth about as much as a peso.
Yeah, basically, I want to order something from Europe, and I'm sitting here looking at the price, and I'm going, wait a minute. We used to be three times the currency rate in Europe, our dollar was, and now I'm behind by at least half. You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, brother, we're up against the hard break, and when we come out of the top of this hard break. We do have our special guest for the day on, Virginia Proden, is in the studio. So let's take this break, come out of that, and we'll get Virginia going.
All right, brother.
It is just a few minutes before the top of the hour. Phone number is 718-305-7176. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael B. and Uncle Bing. We'll be right back.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights.
Happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five more
happy,
blocks,
but
then you should be there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Patriot Studios. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with your hosts, Uncle Bing and Michael B.
After the top of the hour, phone number 718-305-7176. I am Michael B., along with my partner and my co-host, Uncle Bing Fisher. We have been talking this afternoon about all kinds of good stuff, the future of CNR, the future of TRADAM. We had our first premier segment, Step Right Up, where we invite you, the listener, to get a hold of us and let us know that you would like to do a rant. We'll get you scheduled and give you 15 minutes to do a rant of your choice. We are very proud now to welcome a very good friend of ours, Virginia Proden. Virginia is a dear friend of ours, a dear friend of Conservative Nation Radio and Soldiers of Patriotism. Virginia came to the States under the Reagan administration, escaped communist Romania under the dictator Nicolae Ceausescu with her life, folks. Let me tell you, with her life, they were looking to bury her in a field in the middle of Romania somewhere because this lady stood for human rights, believed in God, and she's got a saying I love, communists don't believe in gods, guns, or gold. So it is mine and Bing's privilege to welcome our friend Virginia Proden, who's going to talk to us a little bit today about the gun issue, something I think she probably can inform us all well on, because some of the things that she has shared with me about what Nicolae Ceausescu did are eerily reminiscent of what we're hearing from our current president. So, Virginia, welcome again to Soldiers of Patriotism. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing fine.
Welcome, Virginia.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you having me here and sharing my story and express the similarities that we can see here between, you know, what the current administration is doing and what the history tells us, especially my experience in Romania.
Well, Virginia, before we get into the discussion of guns, for those listeners that are not familiar with you, that this is their first time to be listening, I think it's important. Just give us a brief rundown, obviously, and I will put your YouTube link in the chat room, but just give us a quick synopsis of how you got here, what happened, what you saw. Just highlight a little bit about Virginia Proden coming here, the Reagan administration getting you here, and then we'll go. We've got plenty of time, so you know we might need to take a break here and there, but we've got plenty of time. But I want people to understand why you're a super patriot, why you speak with the authority that you speak from.
Gladly, I will do it. My name is Virginia Prodan. For everybody who wants to look at my website, is www.virginiaprodan.net. I am originally from Romania during the dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu in Romania. I was a human rights attorney. I fought against communists and all the ideas that communist stands for. It's against God, guns, and your wealth. I took the government to the court and for violation and of human and religious rights. Some of my cases, because at that time, United States of America stood with the people oppressed. Some of my cases became part of United Nations report of violation of human rights in Romania or United States Department of State report on violation of human rights. And many of my cases were published or became part of the broadcast of Free Europe and Voice of America. And also some of the cases were published in Christian Science Monitor. Also, many times, Congressman Frank Wolf and Christopher Smith came to Romania to talk with me and with a dictator about violation of human rights. And they stood up as representatives of President Reagan for human rights, and actually at the end they saved my life and they brought me to United States of America. I came to United States of America a year before the revolution started in Romania. When I came to United States, and I want to say this part because we hear many times the United States is not the exceptional country. And I want to prove it wrong to those who try to say those things, untrue things about United States of America. I came to United States of America. I was exiled from Romania, and I did not know one word in English. I didn't have $1 in my pocket. And I came with two girls, and I was pregnant with my son. Shortly after that, I learned English. I went to SMU Law School here in Dallas, Texas, and I graduated in the top of my class. I raised three children. The first one graduated from SMU like me, the second one from Harvard Law School, and my son is a graduate of Air Force Academy. He is trained to be a pilot. So everybody who says that, or few people in the present administration saying that United States is not an exceptional country, they don't know what they're talking about. This is a country that gives you the opportunity to work as hard as you can and to be involved in everything, in church, politics, and everything. Here in Dallas, I was involved, and I'm involved. I'm a precinct chair in my area. I was involved, and I was very happy to help elect Ted Cruz as our senator, and in many other political areas I am involved, and I stand up and I believe in freedom. I had seen life and experienced life and fought against a government when the government was oppressive, and I survived, and I believe that I survived for a specific reason. I also believe that I am in debt to the American people. American people opened their heart, not only President Reagan, who did everything that was possible to save my life and my family's life, but American people opened their heart and accepted me and gave me a chance among themselves here in Dallas and wherever I go to be part of the American history. And I feel like now it's my time to educate and share American people and encourage them to stand up. As I was safe and I didn't die, I believe that we are here to fight against oppression, and we will survive, not only for us, but for generations to come, because we are here for this reason. It's not question, no question, like others before us. We're here on this land to preserve freedom for us. That's why we are here. We shouldn't question why me or why now. We should say, that's my job, I'm going to do it.
You know, Virginia, what you just said, I just sat there and just it took me aback, because you said that you're indebted to the American people for helping you out of oppression and so on. And I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm looking at regular, average, everyday Americans that are in this country, that live in this country, that were born in this country, and we should be feeling the same way, should we not?
Yes, yes, I believe, because before us, there were other people who died for us, who sacrificed for us, who built things for us so we can enjoy. So every generation has a responsibility, and that's our responsibility now. We shouldn't be surprised. We might have many times, I said, and I start with me. We made some mistake in the past. Let's start with me. I voted and I elected people in the offices, and for some reason I considered that by helping them, they will continue to do what they promised. And they didn't do it, but my mistake was that I did not check as often as I should have. Now I learned from my mistakes, so I go on. We don't have to stay in the past and ask all the time why we are here at this point. Whatever mistake we made, we learn from, and now we equip with what we learned from the past and encouraged by example of others who died and sacrificed for us. We are fully equipped to fight for a fight that is winnable.
Virginia, in about 2 minutes, because we're coming up on a soft break, and then when we come out of the soft break, we'll go in to your discussion about guns. But in about 2 minutes, tell us, I want people, I mean, you and I have chatted, you and I and Bing, we know, but for those folks that don't, as someone who lived through Nicolae Ceaușescu, one of the things that strikes me in your video about freedom in communism and socialism was the part where you're talking about how Nicolae socialized health care and he had complete control over your life or your death. They controlled your medicine. When this happened under the Obama regime, how did that make you feel? What did you think? Did you have flashbacks?
Yes, of course, and that was the reason why when I heard that Sandra Flagg will come to SMU to brainwash our students, I went to SMU and I stood up and I explained to the whole auditorium, and I told her how disinformed she is, how the fact that she doesn't have or she doesn't present all the information, that the government not only will have access to your medical records, will dictate what the doctor will have to prescribe or not prescribe to you, but they will have everything. They will be allowed to take money from your account for the insurance. If you don't have it, they will put you in jail and all those things. And I made the analogy that that's exactly what happened in communists in Romania. And the health care was not better. The health care was worse. That's not right and that's not true. Freedom gives people incentive to do a better job, to offer better products and services and so forth. And for many people, after I spoke at SMU from young students, they came to me and said, thank you so much for telling us, because we do not hear this side of the story. So I'm very determined to explain, and people can check what I am saying with the history, because that's part of history. We can go back and check and figure it out that whatever he is doing in healthcare and many other areas did not work. It's a socialist agenda that did not work and will destroy the country and will destroy us.
Yep. A great man once said, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. Folks, you are listening to Soldiers of Patriotism. The phone number is 718-305-7176. With our special guest, Virginia Proden, we're going to take a real quick break, Virginia. We're going to come out of the break, and we want to hear about your thoughts on the gun, on the guns, okay?
Okay.
This is the sound of a brand-new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on. Or this to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights,
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, and we're back. It's 17 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with Uncle Bing and Michael B. We do have our special guest, Virginia Proden, on today, who just got through giving us a little bit of background information on herself. And Virginia is a super patriot, folks. She escaped communist Romania under the dictator Nicolae Ceausescu with her life. She now resides here in the Great Lone Star State with me. I know Virginia personally. We've attended several functions together, and I love this lady. And I'm very and so as well as Bing does. We're very happy that she's on with us today, Virginia. The phone number is 718-305-7176. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org as well as traditionalamericanmovement.com. I do have information, Virginia, on Virginia at the Conservative Nation Radio website on the Soldiers of Patriotism show page. Virginia, come on back in here. Now, you did want to discuss this whole gun issue with us. So we're just going to basically sit back and turn the mic over to you so that you can impart your wisdom on us.
Well, I want to say that when communists started in Europe, they presented the idea of communists in a very nice way, that the communists will establish law and order, will clean up the traffic, the guns, the drugs, prostitution. So some of the communist leaders will say in their countries that the best way to do this will be, you know, late at night, come and put in a town square of the city your guns. And everything will be okay. Nobody will be, you know, questioned and nothing. In many countries, after they took the guns, the next day, the reign of terror began with public execution, cruel imprisonment. People were labeled as rich. Being a landlord was something very bad. Being an intellectual was like you're a danger to the communist system, because the majority of communists were not educated people. And from there, everything went to building, like in communist Romania, Ceausescu built a secret police that will spy on people. They were the only one having guns. They were above the law. They were not only having all kind of rights, unbelievable, like the rights over your life, over your property, but they also started to recruit young people, children from your own house, to spy on parents, to tell if the parents have a gun in their house, if the parents said anything bad about the leader or about the Communist Party. And all of a sudden, many people will start disappearing. And many of them were executed, put in jail, and the life was never like before. It is very interesting to me because those who call for gun control leaders are in fact those who want the guns and the ones who like to have control over your life. You know, in 1938, Mao Zedong said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the Communist Party.
Correct. Yeah, and one thing too, Virginia, is I wanted to say is that also Hirohito said also that they would never attack us. They couldn't attack us because there was a gun behind every blade of grass. And it, you know, I get these people like liberals that say that they want, they think, you know, that we think that we should be able to own a tank or whatever to protect ourselves. But the fact is that you have to occupy a country. Do you not?
Yes, the Second Amendment. Our forefather did not arm the American people for the purpose of hunting. Like you hear some of the politicians saying, we don't need those and those kind of guns for hunting. In fact, they established the Second Amendment, and the reason was for people to protect themselves against those so-called hunting, namely a tyrant like King George.
Right.
The Second Amendment was established that we, the people, should be equipped in case a government turns, instead of a democratic, to be a tyrant government. Our forefathers experienced the tyranny, and they love America, their children, and generations to come so much. They said, it will never happen here. We will give the tools necessary for people to protect themselves. Nobody says that, you know, Second Amendment is for any other reason. If you look at the documents, if you look at the history, this is based on the hard, cruel experience they had in their own country. And that's the reason why we have Second Amendment. And those who want to take the guns away from us, they want to enslave us. And also I want to say that it is impossible, absolutely impossible. I don't like to label people. I don't want people to label me, but I do judge people, and I know I am judged by people, not only by my words, but by my actions. Our actions speak louder than our words. And when you see the pictures in the past of different dictators, different people, they use words in a nice way, but they did, you know, horrible things. And you see President Obama surrounded by those kids, it is impossible not to think about the fact that he is using kids to accomplish something that is not for the sake of protecting kids or protecting American people. He's just trying to, I do not believe that he believes in Second Amendment. He believes in government having full control.
He's trying to pander to his base. He's trying to pander to what his background is, and that is socialist, that is communist, that is totalitarian. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't see there's nothing about there in there about hunting. There's nothing about in there about anything else other than the right of the people to protect themselves from the government tyrannical leaders.
Yes.
And the founders wrote it that way because they knew that governments were inherently evil. What was it our President Reagan said? Government's not the answer, it's the problem. Look at Virginia, I think you would agree. Even those politicians on our side that we vote for, they even become complacent within their positions within the government. Even our side can at times be too involved with the government being in control of our lives. It's worse on the other side. And here's the thing about Obama. Obama's worse than just your average American liberal. Obama is a one-world government socialist. This man has ulterior – and look, I don't want to sound like someone coming off wears a tinfoil hat. This man, no doubt, is in cahoots with socialism on a scale beyond the Hollywood elitists, the left here in America that I believe in their heart they feel like it's the right answer. But I don't even think they understand what this man truly – truly wants.
I believe that he is a socialist. There are so many people that have been done a lot of studies and explained, so I won't take that role. There are so many people, and in his past he was guided by many people, and in many ways he said he believes in, you know, sharing the wealth, he believes in this, and he believes in government and so forth. So we know that he has this tendency, but he also believes that if the government controls everything, everything will be okay in our lives, and it's easier. Sometimes you see him frustrated that some things don't go in the Senate or the Congress the way in the House, the way he wants to go, and he is all of a sudden will say, I'm going to sign presidential
executive orders.
Executive orders, yes, because he's very frustrated. Negotiation is not part of his skills. And that's one of the if you want so-called qualities you put in, it's not a quality. It's a weakness of socialism. But they use it as a tool. I dictate to you what you have to do it. And when you look at other presidents, like George Washington said, a free people ought to be armed. He was not afraid of people. He was not, because he knew that he was elected. He knew that he wanted to do what people wanted to do. And he knew that freedom is more important than anything that he wants to accomplish or not. He has to
absolutely
negotiate.
Well, Virginia, we're up against the hard break. Hold your thought. Let us get this break knocked out and make a few bucks, and we'll come back in. We'll carry on this discussion. We've got some folks on hold. One in particular we might want to bring in and give a minute or two, but I'm not going to let them dominate the show. This is Soldiers of Patriotism. It is 30 minutes after the top of the hour, 718-305-7176. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Together, you and I shocked the world. Not only did we win Iowa and 10 other states, we framed the Republican message, and we showed that conservative values are alive and well all across America. And what do I call winning 11 states? Well, just the beginning. Because by staying together, you and I can amplify our voices and change America. And the top of that list, of course, is defeating Barack Obama. To accomplish all this, I'm starting a brand new organization. Patriot Voices. Once again, I'm calling on you and 1 million other patriots to join me and guarantee that our voices be heard. Our mission is clear. Fight to protect faith, family, freedom, and opportunity in America. To accomplish this, we'll mobilize our grassroots troops to help elect candidates that share our values and hold elected officials accountable for their actions all across this country. And like the founding fathers of our country, we're ready to take on the establishment or anyone else who opposes those bedrock American principles. Are you ready to join the fight to protect the sanctity of life, protect traditional marriage, return to the principles of our Constitution, restore fiscal sanity in Washington and across this country, and make America an economic and manufacturing superpower again? Then it's time you become a member of Patriot Voices. And joining couldn't be simpler. Just go to patriotvoices.com and you can instantly become a founding member of our organization. You and I weren't there for the American Revolution. We didn't write the Constitution or sign the Declaration of Independence. But let's make no mistake about it. The fight to protect faith, family, freedom, and ensure opportunity for all in America is just as critical today as it was back then. Our time in history is right now. And I hope that you'll choose to join me in this critical fight by joining Patriot Voices today. Patriot Voices, your voice multiplied by a million.
All right, we're back. It's 34 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Soldiers of Patriotism with your host, Uncle Bing and Michael B. The phone number is 718-305-7176. Again, that's 718-305-7176. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org as well as traditionalamericanmovement.com, the latter of which is where we will have the post-show chat after this show's over. We are at the last 30 minutes or so of this program. We have been enjoying our guest, Virginia Proden, a good friend of ours, who has told us a little bit about herself and what she lived under the dictator Nicolae Ceausescu in communist Romania. And she's been giving us her thoughts on where the socialist Obama is taking us under this gun control issue. You know, Virginia, I hear often, and we're going to bring someone in on the line here in just a minute, and I wouldn't be surprised if he would be one to say this, but you hear liberals say all the time, why do you need an AR-15? Why do you need this? Why do you need that? Well,
I believe that's a wrong question.
It is.
That's a wrong question.
I recall we don't have a bill of needs. We have a bill of rights. It's not a matter of whether I need it. It's my right. Go ahead, Virginia.
Yes, exactly. And also, Michael, I believe that the entire discussion about guns, it's wrong, first of all, for the reason that you said, and the second is because it's not about guns. It's about freedom. It's about the fact that this government took God away from our schools and from our children and replaced it with violence, because people, they don't have any respect for human life. There will be, the result will be violence. It's not about guns. It's about our freedom and our medical situation. Everybody, the majority of people that were violent and turned against our children in school, they had medical problems. And if you read and listen to the interviews of the parents had a very hard time because of bureaucracy, finding the right place and the right channel to guide those kids and for doctors or bureaucrats to listen to them, for them to receive the appropriate medical need for their children. And the third one is this administration is trying to turn each one of us against each other. To the last thing that President Obama did, he wants to make the doctors spies instead of people going and feeling comfortable to the doctor and presenting a medical situation and everything. Now the doctor, people will be afraid to go to the doctor because the doctor will be required to report you. And tomorrow...
Yeah, now I've got a little thing to say about that I might say probably in another show. I'm going to do a different show about that. But, yeah, in Virginia, it's class warfare. It's that's what the Obama game has always been. That he's very, very good at it. I'm not saying he's stupid. He's very good at class envy, class warfare, and how to bring these people against each other. Where you're sitting there looking at the Pennsylvania girl, the five-year-old there that threatened to shoot her friend with a pink yellow kitty toy that blows bubbles. I mean, they take these extreme measures, and it's to, in my opinion, it's to try to enforce or try to make their point, which is really kind of mutable, in my opinion.
If you look at history, Lenin, Trotsky, those guys. That when they fought the Bolshevik Revolution, what did they do? They turned it against the bourgeoisie. What did Hitler do?
Yes.
Hitler turned it against the Jewish. So every dictators, that is their stock in trade. They make it about somebody else, and they get the masses turned against a certain group of people. That's what they do.
Yeah, and when we look back at history, I think we fail to realize that dictators do not spring up overnight. There's a cause and effect. There's something that makes them come up. They just don't happen overnight. I mean, this is a thing that goes on for years and years and years, and people just sit there, and it's incremental. It's very small. It's very minute. It's very small, and it just keeps penetrating you a little bit, little bit, little bit. And then pretty soon you become numb to it. And they are supported.
They are supported. They are supported by people like a governor in New York, who even before Obama came with the 23 bullet points and everything to change gun control, he came with even a rougher law. came with people in the news media who will say that Obama needs to confiscate all the guns and everything. A dictator, you are very right, will not appear, will not gain power by himself or herself, will be supported by people. People like those examples, people that are looking for fame or for economical gain or political gain. And we have to be very careful. But I also want to say that history tells us, my own history in Romania, Hitler, Stalin, all they did the same thing. If you think that a dictator comes against one group and you are not part of the group and you say, it's okay, I won't stand up for that, you are making a huge mistake, because at the minute that they conquer that group, they would turn against another group. And one day you will be part of the group that will be against you. And I'm not sure if somebody else will stand up. So in order to encourage people, you take first position and stand up, even if you are not part of that group. You stand up for the principle.
Absolutely.
And that's how class warfare works. They work these people against each other. And what's funny to me is that these very people that help these little despots, and so on, I call them, they are the first ones to be murdered. They are first ones to be killed because they are a threat. They are up in power, and they communists can't have another person in power above them. They just can't have that.
Yes.
Well, Virginia, are you up for some phone calls?
Yes.
Well, we're going to bring in our first caller. I believe this is Stan, but it's Liberal 141. We're going to go ahead and we're going to field your phone call and see what you have to say. We'll be polite to you. We expect the same in return. Is this Stan?
Yes, it is. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Stan. How are you doing?
Oh, it could be better. I'm listening to you guys basically saying that our president is a dictator. A president is a person that's almost like the Russian girl. I don't understand this. Our president basically did a choice that decided to have more stricter law for the gun. He's not going to take your gun.
Stanley, let me ask you a question.
Have you been listening to the president?
I have listening to what you're saying. You're making so many assumptions. You're acting like he's Hitler, like he's going to take
on. We were talking about Tyshashko.
Go ahead.
Okay, can I respond to him, Michael?
Please, Virginia.
Sure. Okay. Then, if you listen to me when I started to talk, I said, my one word was, I do not like to label people. I do not like people to label myself. People judge each other, including they judge me based on my not only words, but on my actions. So according to the actions, I feel like it is impossible not to think about what others did before. That's what it was.
And I understand that, Virginia, but that Let me finish.
Let me finish just one thing. I want to say it. I lived under a dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu, for many years. The only way that I won and I survived was to pray for my dictator, because I believe that God allowed him to be for a reason in my life. And also, even if I did not agree with his policy, I criticized his policies, but I did not criticize the man. And even now, I do not criticize, and I don't have anything against. Every single morning I pray for our president, and I pray for all our representatives. I believe based on actions, based on what he even said, that he is for welfare, he is for sharing wealth. He said that many times in public or otherwise, somebody maybe recorded him, that he is for socialism. So I am not putting words in his mouth. I don't label him. I said what I heard and what also I heard from others. I believe, Virginia,
I agree with what you're saying and everything, but you're making assumptions. There's one thing of saying that you are for the action of a person. There's another thing to assume that he's gonna go there. He didn't do that. He made it very clear. We could pick and choose what we want, Virginia. We could pick and choose and say this president said this and this president said that.
I cannot read anybody's mind. And to be honest, sometimes I cannot read my mind for tomorrow. So I'm judging what those 23 bullet points are saying, what he said at the conference and so forth. What he's going to do in the future is something that we have to see. I cannot tell you what tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, the administration is going to do it. Nobody can predict that. We can say it. Some people, look at the history after they said this, did that. But by giving example of people, what they did in history, I never said that's what he's going to say, because nobody can predict that. I'm not in the business of predicting.
Absolutely, Virginia. Hey, Virginia, hang tight 1 second. We're going to do our final break, and we're going to come back out and finish this discussion up, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And this is Soldiers of Patriotism. We are in the last segment of the show. The phone number is 718-305-7176. I am Michael B., along with my partner, Uncle Bing. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org as well as traditionalamericanmovement.com. We have been speaking with our friend, our pal, Virginia Prodan, who escaped communism in communist Romania under the dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. We want to thank Stan for calling in. Stan, call back anytime. We appreciate your phone call. I would just like to say to you, Stan, and I'm not going to give you a chance to respond because I have other guests that I would like to bring in, but the fact of the matter is this president is a dictator. He's a dictator because he is circumventing the Congress of the United States at every chance, and he is issuing executive's orders. That is rule by fiat. He is not working within the bounds of the Constitution as prescribed. So therefore, by my standards, he is a dictator. Enough said. Virginia, let's go ahead and carry this conversation. I would like to bring in some other friends of ours. Let's go ahead and bring in Ron and see if he's got any questions for you, okay?
Yes.
Ron, you there?
Yes, sir. We sure do appreciate you coming on, Virginia. It's a hell of a thing to hear you speak. And it's good to hear you defend what you weren't born with like so many more of us. You know, people that are born here don't have any idea, it seems, that the privilege and the honor it is to be an American. And you help
that
point out
so cool.
Of our lacking in that area.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Let's go ahead and bring in our brother, Kurt Blackwood, here. Virginia, this is a good friend of ours from Paris, Tennessee. Kurt, what say you?
Michael, here's what I say to Virginia.
Virginia. Beautiful sound of your voice stirs me deeply. It's reminiscent all the way back to 1958 when I first began to meet people in Chicago, Illinois, from the Slavic countries who were run out of there by either the Germans or the communists that were moving in. And I met them and became friends with them. And I can hear and see them to this day, and you remind me of them. I'm going to call two names, just in honor, as it were. Sudomir Antich, Boris Rancich, both who were friends of mine. And one was a freedom fighter, is the term that was applied to him that day. I know he was because I saw the scars on his head, and I saw the fingers that were missing on his hands from the battles that he fought. And I remember them. And it reminds, when I hear you, it reminds me of them. And I am so thankful for the beautiful sound of your voice crying out for freedom and to tell the whole world what we need to do and how to do it. And I'm grateful for you. Thank you.
Cook, I want to thank you so much. You almost made me cry, but you almost remind me to tell people one thing that is very important for them to understand. First of all, I told them about, you know, socialism and dictatorship government goes after one group and then after another group. I want to encourage people to fight against this gun control. And the reason I'm saying is because it's so important for our freedom. I want to give you an example, and I want to tell you that when the government takes your gun, after that, the government will register almost everything in your life. Everything will be supervised, and everything will be known by the government. Let me give you an example. I was a lawyer in Romania for more than 12 years. It's hard maybe for an American to believe that when you become a lawyer, remember 25 years ago, we didn't have computer, we have typewriters at that time. Guess what? In order to have in my office typewriters, I had to register them with the government. That was part of my job as a lawyer, but the government wanted to control everything. So can you imagine the government controlling your iPhone, your computer, your all kind of things? The slippery slope is just unbelievable. And the government will do as much as the people will allow the government to do. It is up to us to stand up and fight for the freedom that we receive. We receive, and we have been enjoying freedom for so long in this country. It's time to be involved, and it's time to stand up and say enough is enough. And let me tell you something. Many people might be very discouraged. I said a long time ago, and I believe that I am right. And I will say to you why. I believe that the Second Amendment, the gun control, is very close to the American people. It's so close that more Americans, like never before, will stand up for their rights. And I really believe in the resilience of the American people. But I was so happy and so surprised to read today that former President Bill Clinton spoke with top Democrats donor at a private meeting on Saturday, according to the political newspaper, and he warned the group to treat gun control differently than other political issues because they are on the wrong side, and they will be on the wrong side with American people.
Absolutely. Virginia, hang on one second.
Definitely.
We got to take care of just a little bit of business, and then we have a couple of more calls for you. Okay, Virginia?
Okay.
Real quickly, I just want to bring in our host and our program director for Conservative Nation Radio, Duke Brooks. Duke, come on in here real quick. Tell us what you got going on tomorrow night, and then we'll finish this show up.
All right, Michael, a pleasure to be with you, and wonderful to be listening to Virginia. I'm sure that Virginia is aware that there is a video on YouTube that is called Nemesis 89, The Execution of Nikolai and Elena Ceausescu. I think everybody ought to take a look at that. Also,
yes.
Tomorrow night on the actual debut of Radio Free America at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, probably be easier for me to talk about the things that we're not going to talk about tomorrow night. And at the very top of that list is going to be the double re-inauguration of our anointed one, President Obama. We're not even going to talk about that. Those of us on the right really don't even want to acknowledge that he is in office, and I don't think anybody should, but that's just me. But in any event, I hope that everybody will be along for the inaugural edition tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central of Radio Free America right here on conservativenationradio.org. And I look forward to hearing from everybody. Back to you, Michael.
Thanks a lot, Duke. We'll talk to you later, brother. Virginia, real quick, we got a couple more calls. Hopefully we can get through them pretty quick, and then we can give you the final closing remarks. Barb, can you give me about 45 seconds? Go ahead, Barbara. Barbara, you there? All right, we're going to...
Hello, nurse.
We'll go back to Barbara. Let's go ahead and pull Boyd in here. Boyd, give me about 45 seconds for Virginia.
Virginia, thank you very much for saying what needed to be said. You are absolutely right. I do have one statement I want to make to stand on his... We can't assume and hit the assumptions we're making.
Well,
Stan, when you know history and you follow history and you see how these dictators come to power in a slow, progressive way, you will understand why we have the assumptions that you say we do. But those assumptions are based on fact. They're not based on dreams. They're not based on lies. They're based on fact. Read your history.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Boyd. And let's go ahead and pull Barbara in here real quick. Barbara, give me about 45 seconds, buddy.
Hey, I just want to thank Virginia, you know, and I'm really proud to have her in the United States because you understand more about the way this country's run and our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence than some of the United States American citizens. So I am so grateful to know you and speak to you and you being a part of our life, my life anyway, and I'm sure I'm speaking for everyone else listening. I think you're a wonderful lady, and I'm so glad you're with us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Virginia, Barbara, we need to probably see about getting Virginia on Women Patriots. Real quickly, just tell us the date and time. Barbara is not only our promotions manager, but she is the new co-host with Brenda Ward on Women Patriots. Give us the date and time and where they can find you on the Internet.
You can find us also on www.conservativenationradio.org, and we are on Women Patriots on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock Central Time. And we this week we have Emery McLennan coming on the show, and it's going to be a good show. He is Tea Party Movement there in Indiana over with Brenda. And we have some – he's also in a show – and a movie, I believe. Brenda, you got that going on there for me? I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me.
Well, we'll be sure to get it on Duke's show. We'll get it out tomorrow night because you girls will be promoting
yep.
Barbara. But we're about to run out of time here. I need to give Virginia the final closing remarks.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Barbara. Virginia, close us out,
yes.
My friend.
I believe America's future is on the line today. Our rights and our freedom come from God. Christ said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We shall remain free. Those of us who believe in freedom will rather die on our feet than live under any dictator's lies and chains. No dictator or tyrant can make a chain strong enough to keep people from freedom forever. Our fight and faith for freedom will keep us free. Brave people are free people. We are the voice of America, and silence is complicity. We have to stand up, speak up, fight, and save America. May God bless you, and may God bless United States of America.
That sums up Soldiers of Patriotism for Sunday the 20th. On behalf of Uncle Bing and Michael B., please catch us next week when we have our guest Harmon Caslow, producer of Atlas Shrugged. Thank you very much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. God bless you all, and God bless America.
God bless you all, too. Thank you.
God bless you, too, all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.